Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Danielle Bregoli.
Cash Me Outside.
The Cash Me Outside girl. 14 years old now. And she's got a new song. It's called These Hoes, H-E-A-U-X-S, pronounced hoes. These hoes. And it's a single that she's putting out. Some of the wonderful lyrics in it. Can you understand it pretty well?
You can kind of. Maybe she just read it.
Let's listen to it first.
Sure.
You're shaking your head, but you know what? She's already a celebrity. So having some music to sell to the kids who love her, it's going to work. You know it is.
Between that and her reality show, I'm sure she'll be. By the way, she's 14 and she sings about sipping lean in this and riding in her Maybach. And her rap name is Bad Baby, B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E.
Wait, B-H-A.
Bad Baby, Bad Baby.
Bogus?
That's her.
Yeah, that's bogus.
We've heard worse rappers.
Yeah. No, she's going to sell stuff to the people who like her.
And who is that again? I just can't seem to figure out.
I don't know. You tell. I didn't know who
me.
She was till you played the clip from Dr. Phil.
What is that?
Cash
mean?
Me outside.
Just sounds
what
from
does
another.
That mean?
What does that mean?
Exactly what she said. She's going to meet you outside.
Right.
Is that dangerous?
What does that mean?
Louise Linton.
Who's this?
She is an actress. She is very, very beautiful. She's been in a few movies, none of which I'm...
Louise has,
yeah.
What's her last name?
Louise Linton, L-I-N-T-O-N. She recently married our Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin.
This is a crazy story.
This is a crazy story. So she's married to Steve Mnuchin, and they were getting off a jet.
She really hasn't, in the world of acting, like she
No, she's done hardly anything.
Yeah, there's no breakout role or anything.
No,
you're not going to recognize her from that.
Let's see, Lions for Lambs, isn't that a Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah.
Intruder and Rules Don't Apply. She married, they say, Donald Trump appointee and Hollywood producer Steve Mnuchin in June. So she's getting off a plane that marked United States of America. Like, clearly this is a trip that they took to Kentucky to, I don't know, rally support. I'm not sure why they went there.
So a trip we're paying for.
A trip we're paying for. And she gets off the plane and she posts a picture up on Instagram. And she's wearing a fantastic outfit. And she tagged all the designers, like Hermes. So she's got like a bag and a scarf she looks fantastic in this picture. So people called it highly insensitive that she's getting off the United, where it's clearly the taxpayers, whether it was a trip for fun. I mean, I don't know if you go to Kentucky for fun. I don't think that's really in question. But the fact is that, you know, it was a trip that we paid for, that there she is looking glamorous. And I guess people were pissed. So one lady wrote, "Glad we could pay for your little getaway, hashtag deplorable." That was from Jenny Miller 29. So she writes back, and here's the shot. It's actually stretched out, so it's not quite as good a picture. Louise Linton wrote, at Jenny Miller 29, cute, with the sideways kiss emoji. Aw, did you think this was a personal trip? Adorable. Do you think the U.S. government paid for our honeymoon or personal travel? Lol, lol, lol. Have you given more to the economy than me and my husband, either as an individual earner in taxes or in self-sacrifice to your country? I'm pretty sure we paid more taxes toward our date trip than you did. Pretty sure the amount we sacrifice per year is a lot more than you'd be willing to sacrifice if the choice was yours. You're adorably out of touch. Thanks for the passive-aggressive nasty comment. Your kids look very cute. Your life looks very cute. I know you're mad, but deep down you're really nice, and so am I. Sending me me passive-aggressive Instagram comments isn't going to make life feel better. Maybe a nice message, one filled with wisdom and humanity, would get more traction. Have a pleasant evening. Go chill out and watch the new Game of Thrones. It's fab.
God.
So Instagram and Twitter and all the social media went crazy on her. So she pulled it and apologized. I apologize for my post on social media yesterday, as well as my response. It was inappropriate and highly insensitive. So she got slammed for that. It's the first I've ever seen of her. She is absolutely gorgeous. Hooman, did you have thoughts on Louise Linton? She looks like your kind of girl.
She is very pretty. I have mouthful of food.
She's fine. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like she could have made this whole thing go away just by not replying to the lady's comment. I mean, you are getting off it.
Her Instagram.
It doesn't look great.
Her Instagram is private.
Oh. Is it private now?
Yeah.
It must
be private
now.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been the move.
Right.
And also, I look at her and two words come to mind. High maintenance. I mean.
Yes, I agree.
This girl does not look like, you know, anyone could date. Like, it would cost a lot to be with this girl.
Yeah. She's expensive.
You like that, though.
Well, I'll say this. An NPR or one of the websites broke down the cost of what she was wearing when she was, you know, walking down the stairs of the plane. And it looked like her outfit with her bag and everything was $13,000.
Well, look, you know, they're rich, so she can spend her money on whatever she wants.
That's right.
I guess people just felt that it was inappropriate to be tagging all your designers as you're getting off the United States of America plane.
Yeah.
And just it seemed a little.
But that's what people do,
yes,
you know? Like,
it's true. And this lady would probably do it, too, if she had a $13,000 outfit on, I guess. I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't.
And Steve Mnuchin is worth $500 million.
So they're doing all right. If it wasn't the United States of America jet, it would have been their own private jet.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Right. They don't fly commercial, those two. And congratulations to them. I hope they have a long, happy marriage. Quickly, you know what I think I'll do? This bodybuilder died. It's a terrible story. His name is Dallas McCarver. He's
right.
Only 26 years old, and he choked on food. They call him bodybuilding superstar Dallas McCarver, a.k.a. Big Country. He died after choking on food at his home in Florida.
They do have to feed a lot to build that kind of muscle.
They must feed.
They do.
His girlfriend is WWE superstar Dana Brooke. Are you familiar with her, Hooman?
I don't.
She says he was found unconscious just after midnight Tuesday morning by a friend at his home shortly after the two of them spoke on the phone, she and her boyfriend. He was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. No signs of foul play. Brooke says McCarver told her, "I'm about to make dinner, midnight. I'm about to make dinner." And the last thing he said to her was, "I love you, goodbye."
He's beefy.
Yeah. Do you have this picture? Oh, boy. That guy is fully just maxed out. That's a dude with some...
Are these the same
prominent
guys?
Musculature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
So, saying cause of death is choking on food. Yeah. It does not appear the guy was trying to harm himself. He'd worked out earlier in the day. Seemed to be doing just fine. She just talked to him on the phone. Goodbye. Love you. Gonna go make dinner.
Do you remember when Mark Wahlberg did the bodybuilding movie, he said in interviews that he had to wake up in the middle, set an alarm and wake up in the middle of the night to eat.
Whoa.
Because he couldn't let his calorie intake drop in order to put on the muscle needed for that role.
Oh, can you
and
imagine?
That's what I don't know that this guy specifically stays up late or had an alarm set for the morning, but they have to feed to build that. I mean, they also probably
feeding.
Do a lot of steroids too.
Yeah. Do a lot of something.
It's
I don't
pretty
know
clear.
How you do it like that. It's just so sad, though.
It
like,
is.
You just to choke on food and be alone and not have someone be able to help you. That's just horrible. Call 911 and just keep banging the phone. They get it, they'll come to you. Because you can't talk, you can't make any noise. You just tap the phone, they'll find you. Like they hope they will.
I requested Louise Linton as a friend. Let's see if she accepts.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, boy.
All right, what's coming up in the news then?
She's just your type, isn't
yes, she?
No,
is.
I just want to see if she'll accept.
She's gorgeous.
I just want to, I don't.
Dude, I could never afford that chick. Are you kidding me? Please.
But you'll give it a try.
No. She's married. I just want to see if she's going to accept me on Instagram. I'll give it a couple days.
And I'll stare at her and everything she does, too.
There's plenty of pictures of her online, I mean.
Like?
Like everything.
Let me...
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, that is a shorter song than you think it is.
Wow.
We were having a pretty intense conversation in the other room, and I'm like, I should probably go see what's going on with the song. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, well, here we are, just in time. Hey, guys, this portion of the program is brought to you by upsjobs.com.
Time for weather, everyone. Today is going to be a little cooler than what we had seen. You know, yesterday was hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was it hot by you too?
It was hot, and I heard it's going to get hot this weekend, Vin.
Okay, well, we're cooling off today. It shouldn't be as big of a problem as we experienced, but if you say heating up for the weekend, then so be it. But today, not as bad.
That's
enjoy.
Yeah, I was sweating my butt off yesterday.
Oh, were you outside working?
I was. I was sweating. You know how when you get the sweat from under your boobs and it's just like running down the front
sure
of your...
Do.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know about that?
Is that fun? You like that?
No.
You calling me booby?
No. I just wondering if you had that.
Mainly clear skies expected through much of the Bay Area, though. The coast should see a few clouds.
UPS Freight is seeking city drivers in San Leandro. City drivers receive $24 an hour and must have a CDLA. Apply at upsjobs.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. Don't forget, the big fight is this weekend.
Oh, don't worry.
Saturday night, Mayweather-McGregor.
Yep.
Also, college football's back. Mm. That's this Saturday as well. Tonight is the lottery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Big Brother.
They're calling it 700 million reasons why you should get a Powerball ticket tonight.
We all got ours.
Did we all
right?
get them? Everyone? Everybody
we all
has
got
them?
Ours. I sent my text of my picture of my tickets in to you guys yesterday.
I left mine on your...
It's
keyboard
on my
yesterday.
Desk.
You found
yeah.
it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Want to make sure that didn't get walked off with.
The winning ticket?
Yeah.
Did you sign your name to it?
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, I just wrote Sarah.
Yeah.
So you'd know which one it was.
Okay.
You also don't have to put your name on the text thread when you send it. Because you always send the picture and you put Sarah. We're like, we see your name next to the picture.
Yeah,
Sarah.
I actually realized that when I scrolled back through and I could see everybody saying that. I went, oh, yeah, I guess I don't need to.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be thorough. Love,
boom.
Mom.
Yeah, you know what? I was just thinking
about that too.
How my mom writes love. Love, Mom.
Right.
Mom.
Well, there's the picture. It's room for some text in there. I'm like,
it's
okay,
a text. You don't need Dear Vincent. And you don't need Love, Mom.
That's sweet, though.
Just say your piece. Get on with it.
That is her piece.
While we're on the lottery, a former lottery worker was sentenced to 25 years in prison yesterday for rigging the system in several states so he could collect multiple jackpots.
Oh, my God.
Eddie Tipton, former security director of the Multi-State Lottery Association, received the maximum sentence from an Iowa judge.
How did he rig it?
He worked on the program that picked the numbers, and so he knew the numbers and could send... He would go out and get a ticket and then have a third party collect the money. And then he would split the money with the person who was willing to get involved in his little scheme.
Oh, my God.
He says, I certainly regret my actions.
Yeah, regret
to the tune of 25 years in jail.
He agreed to pay about $2.2 million in restitution.
Oh.
But when the judge asked him how you intend to repay the money, he responded, I really don't know. They expect him to serve at least 3 to 4 years of his 25 before being released.
Did they say what the name of the lottery was that he was jacking with? Because I'm thinking everybody who bought a ticket, the weeks that they bought, I mean, that's 2.5 is low. 2.5 million in
restitution. What they say. Tipton was formerly a programmer with the Multi-State Lottery Association, the agency that administers state lotteries. He designed and maintained software for computerized random number generators used to select the winning lottery numbers in many states across the country.
Jeez. That's why I like the ones where they have the ball, you know, so you you can watch it happen.
He's accused of buying lottery tickets in various states, including Iowa, and selecting numbers that he knew would win. Since he designed the program that generated the winning numbers, he gave these tickets to third parties who agreed to cash them and split the money with him. One of the people was his brother.
Oh.
So.
Was that the tip-off when people in his family started winning?
Right.
The investigation began against the brothers in 2010 with a suspicious claim for $14.3 million in the Iowa lottery, and officials refused to pay. So they immediately started looking into these two, and the dude knew he was caught.
That's just greedy.
Because, you know, you work at the lottery, and you just won
and
the lottery.
Everyone you know keeps winning the lottery.
Right. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So there's that. We've heard this story. It seems like another world. Actually, it seems like ancient history, but it's happening in this world we live in today where a man can say, I divorce you three times, and he's divorced.
It's incredible. That's a Muslim rule, isn't it?
It is a Muslim thing, and in India, instant divorce is now unconstitutional. That from a top court.
Well, that's
there.
Nice. Welcome to 2017.
India's Supreme Court said they're banning the rare form of instant divorce sanctioned in most of conservative Muslim communities, saying that can no longer dissolve a marriage just by stating it three times.
It's like, what was that movie, Candyman, where if you said Candyman in the mirror three times, he'd show up? You know, that's like, it's too much of a magic incantation. Like, magically, I don't have to be saddled with this person anymore. The marriage is dissolved. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was just the strangest. Yeah. I divorce thee. I divorce thee. I divorce thee. And suddenly, you know, this poor woman is cast out.
The practice isn't without controversy, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Because in modern times, divorce has now become something men can deliver via text message. Just by writing it three times.
Really?
In some cases, women were sent letters by express mail.
That had it typed out three times?
Yeah. And I say this almost with a smile because this does feel like ancient history.
Right.
But we're talking about modern times. This is still something observed in a handful of countries, including Saudi Arabia. The vote was close. They say a judgment of 3-2 in India's highest court.
Wow. That is surprising.
The two dissenting judges said India could not allow triple talaq because it would infringe on individual freedoms.
And people can still get divorced. I mean, they just can't do it by saying something three times. And it seems like in the olden days, if you said three times I divorce thee, that someone, you know, you could jump on the person, clamp your hand over their mouth like they hadn't officially, you know what I mean? Like they had to say it to your face and you could.
Why would you want to if someone was going to try and get rid of your all your time together by repeating something three times? Wouldn't you be like, oh, bleep you.
I'd say that three times. Bleep you. Bleep you.
I think
you,
it's a, more difficult for a woman, though, because once she's been used. She's not, I mean, I think that a divorced woman is like an object of shame. I don't think that that's someone who's, you know, just going to be like, well, I'll keep the house and
you don't get to say I'm taking the turkey.
Right. Or the goat.
Whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever they keep. The decision was hailed as a victory for women's rights advocates. They filed the suit in 2016. This woman says her husband ended their 15-year marriage by writing, I divorce you three times in a letter sent to her parents' house. And there's others. I told you the examples of text messages. In one case, a guy placed a newspaper ad. So.
Well, it's good that that's ended, at least in one place.
Nice to see them getting with the program. Here's another weird, that's not really a dating story, but. Dating today is a weird one.
It is.
On yesterday's Secret Show, we even heard, I don't want to give anything away because I don't want to wear the cone, but as we were discussing some things, someone on the show expressed a very modern take on
Tinder and dating and
dating, and I was like, oh, you kids today.
Yeah. Oh, if it works for you.
You free spirits.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a new dating term called stashing.
Stash? Oh, what's that?
You don't know it?
Just keep people in your back pocket like as a booty call or something?
No.
What is it?
Stashing is when they call it psychological torture. I don't think it's quite that bad. Oh. I actually have been guilty of this.
Uh-oh.
Stashing, that's when you're dating someone. It seems to be going well, but you've never been introduced to their friends or family.
Oh.
Stashing. They seem to be hiding you and you don't know why.
Oh. Like they you might here, stash a mistress, too. Like the, you could be hiding them for a very good reason.
Well, I remember the girlfriend I was with at the time saying, we've been together a long time. I've never met your family. And I expressed to her, I don't see my family. Yeah. I don't understand.
I went and saw my family.
When
then
did
you could
see me go see my family? It's not like I'm hiding them from you. I don't see them.
Yeah. I'm not stashing you or anything.
They live in another state.
Right.
I don't want to go there.
Was that when they lived in Pennsylvania?
I think they were in Texas at the time.
Oh.
And I didn't want to go there.
Right.
Would you?
I did once. And then I went, wow, I never need to come back here again.
Austin's amazing. Were they in Austin?
No, they were in some suburb in Dallas.
That's where I went. My sister lived in a suburb of Fort Worth, and wow, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, I went the one time and was pretty over it, and so I never went again. But anyway, people have different reasons for not introducing you. Maybe they don't want to create false hope for you.
Right. Maybe like, they're embarrassed by their friends and family.
We're not. That could be it, too.
Yeah. There was this guy on The Bachelorette
this
season.
Be good.
It won't be. It's not that good.
Maybe it's good.
His mom had died when he was pretty young, and his dad, I guess, went bananas and just didn't support the family. And now he's like a, you know, Hare Krishna-style dude. I don't know what religion he practices. Don't yell at me over text. But
it's Hare Krishna.
It's something like that. And but, you know, so very like the guy's kind of a guru and everything. And he takes her to his house and it's just so weird. And there's crap, just trash everywhere. And, you know, they cleaned it up for TV. And the guy's like sitting on the floor in robes with a long beard. And it's super contentious between the two of them. It's the most uncomfortable, awful home visit. She caught him that week, by the way.
Oh.
That was it. She was like, I can't marry into that family. Holy cow.
That's too bad.
It was not great.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Stashing could be a good thing.
He should have continued to stash her.
Maybe that person's doing you a favor.
Maybe. Psychological torture.
Stashing.
Come on. I thought Mary was like mustache rods or something.
What?
Me too.
Yeah, stashing.
Oh! All right.
It's less fun than that.
Oh, wait. Well, you mean the definition of stashing is less fun than a
super fun.
Okay,
you know,
right, yeah.
Well, yes, please.
I'll take a ride. 5 cents, you got it.
Right.
Oh, boy.
You got time.
A 23-year-old guy in Connecticut named Marcus Colon.
Oh.
Or Colon. Marcus Colon was sentenced to 9 months in jail for larceny last year. He stole a car, and when the cops tracked him down, they also found stuff in his car that he stole during a string of other burglaries.
Oh.
He did his time and was getting out this month when the guard escorting him out of the prison told him, "And don't come back!" Marcus turned around and punched him square in the face.
Oh, for God's sake. So that's that.
Several guards ran in, pepper sprayed him, and dragged him right back to his cell.
It's where he belongs. Let's face it.
They say here, he didn't even make it outside.
Yeah. Dummy.
He was arrested.
He's got some anger management problems, that guy.
Before he stepped outside the jail. Not clear how much more time he's going to get, but he's facing charges of assault on a public safety officer, breach of the peace, interfering with an officer, and disorderly conduct.
I wonder if the guy said that to everybody he walks out. Don't come back.
Well, yeah.
Which
I mean, that's actually a nice sentiment. Sure. You're truly wishing
get
someone
get your ass together.
Best of luck. Don't come back here. This is jail. It'd be nice to never see you again.
Right. Go that, have a life.
That's one of those times. It's like the, I hope your plane doesn't crash. I hope to never see you again. I'm the jail guy.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're actually, you're saying something nice.
Well, the hope your plane doesn't crash thing is like a reminder that planes crash. So that's, I feel like that's a little different.
It's not. They're the same. It's a jail guy. You're in jail. You're saying, I hope to never see you again. Don't come back to jail. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Having a really sad moment realizing that the Danielle Bregoli song actually sounds better than the song, some of the songs on the Hot 100.
I know. I thought, you know what's so funny? I thought the same thing. I'm like, that's not the worst rap song we've heard today.
No, and as a celebrity, the kids who follow her are going to love that song.
Yeah. She does seem angry, and you know she's yelling about
408
it.
408 says, remind us to vote for Soar with Reading.
Okay, we will. Actually, I'm going to do the Jim Gaffigan tickets next, but we'll remind you at 8:30.
Okay.
Soar with is it soarwithreading.com?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's one reminder. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.